This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I mean, you know, if the temperature goes down 2 degrees, I get excited.
I know.
It's a red-letter day. If we can get that thing down to 102, maybe, you know.
Oh, wow. It's a regular Arctic blast over there, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, you know, I don't know how long this is going to go on. But it's went on too long. We're having grass fires now.
Oh, no.
Because of the heat. Oh, yeah. So we're starting to have grass fires. It's dry. We haven't had rain in a while. It's really not bleak, but it's just a little dicey right now.
Oh, boy. See, now last week, we were talking about how, you know, this heat, it's going on, and there's no relief in sight. And then we started talking about what happened last summer. And I was really, really hoping that we wouldn't start talking about grass fires yet, but here we are. And so, oh, boy, I hope something happens before it gets like last summer did. That was just dangerous.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of a drought. But I think we'd be okay if it wasn't so hot,
yeah.
You know, because grass fires start so easy.
Yeah, they
so
do.
We've had, you know, several lately. And, you know, I don't understand how these houses catch on fire. Here in town, these people's house burnt to the ground.
Jeez.
And I just can't imagine, you know, all of a sudden a house catches fire and burns.
I don't understand that. Didn't you also say that, was it last summer, or maybe I even dreamed this, I don't know, this might not be real, but didn't you say that last year it got so hot that a bank caught on fire? Am I remembering?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. There was a bank that caught fire, and, you know, there was a lot of things caught fire last summer.
Yeah.
It was so hot, and I don't know, a spark somehow hit the roof, I don't know what happened, but it did burn that drive-through bank down.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah. Of course, the drought last year was a lot worse, you know, than it is now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it won't get to that stage. How are the llamas doing with it? Are they okay?
They're staying in the pond, you know. every time I look down there, they're in the pond. It's hot. They just stay in there.
Just standing in there all day.
You know, how many people have that opportunity? They just go and stand in the water and cool off.
Oh, I know it. That'd be nice.
And they stay close to it in the shade. They're not venturing out as much as usual, you know.
Yeah.
But they're set in their ways. They do the same thing every day.
Yeah.
At a certain time, they go up the hill and rest up there. They come back at a certain time. They get back in the water. I mean, they just, you know.
They're creatures of habit.
It's like a time clock. You can set your clock by what they do.
Wow.
Yes.
Cool.
They do everything at a certain time every day.
Well, then llamas are my kind of people.
Yes. And they know when it's nap time, when it's time to eat. I mean, they've got it figured out.
Wow. That's awesome. So we don't really need the sun anymore. We don't need like the sundials or our watches or our, you know, timepieces. We just go on llama time.
Go on llama time.
Oh, that's awesome. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So what are some of the highlights from this past week? What kind of good stuff happened?
Well, we've been putting people in policies. We've won a couple of policies. the other bad things, and you wanted to have good things. The Barry Chase policy that we put everybody in 2 weeks ago. A lot of people called me about the Barry Chase. They liked it. We all went in it, and it has rescinded, unfortunately. It was a 9-month policy. He's went to hospice. So once he goes to hospice, the family's going to get the money because they had not taken the money out of escrow. So that's the only bad thing is it was a great policy. It was just too late in the game. You know, if he'd have sold it to us earlier, we'd have been fine. We would have got all the money. But as it stands, the family gets it. Last summer, we started talking to Barry Chase. He wanted more money than we were offering. And we said, this is all we can offer. You know, our clients have to make this amount of money. And so he pulled back. And then over 2 months ago, he came back to us and said, you know, I really want to do this. I want to sell my policy. So we negotiated it. We came to an agreement. We went out and got all the investors. We put it in escrow. And then we got a call yesterday at the end of the week saying he's just went to hospice. It will rescind. So the money will go back in everybody's account, and we will put them in a different policy.
That doesn't happen very often, generally speaking.
No, we haven't had it happen in months and months. But every once in a while, you know, the policies are really great, which is true, but then the guy is really sick, and so you've only got a short time there to make it work.
Yeah.
And we just ran into, instead of it being 9 months, it wasn't. He was a lot sicker even than what he knew. So they put him in hospice, and so he probably won't live any time.
Wasn't that a big policy that a lot of people were excited about? Like, it filled quickly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it filled very quickly. Everybody was excited. They loved the policy. Everybody likes a short-term one. But sometimes you can get them too short-term. In other words, the doctor said he had 9 months to live. He didn't have that long. And sometimes they're wrong. You know, on somebody that's really sick, you just can't tell how long that he's got.
I almost feel like...
Unfortunately, he had a lot less time than we thought.
Yeah. And is that... Because I know you've had a couple of these, I think, fairly recently, that the doctors have said one thing, and then you've kind of thought, okay, it's probably not going to last that long. Is this one of those, or... Because I know it was...
No, this one I thought... He might go 9 months, but I didn't know. I knew he was awfully sick. When I read the LA and I read all the medical, I said, this guy is really sick.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, let's do this right now. And I did think he had 3 or 4 months at least. I didn't think he was just going to turn around and, you know, go to hospice and pass away.
Yeah.
I thought we had time to fill it. Had time to make some profit on it, and that was untrue. It just didn't work out that way.
So then what happens? It goes, everything goes back into people's accounts, and they just go into another policy?
That's right. All the money, the Nevada Trust will put all the money back in each account, and because we'll notify them, you know, that it has rescinded. And once it rescinds, it just goes back into our accounts, and we put them in a different policy.
All right. So nobody loses any money. I guess my point is that for new investors that are thinking about getting in on life settlements, when something like that happens, and it, like you say, it's few and far between, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, nobody loses any money. Nothing terrible happened. It's just...
Oh, no. You never lose a dime.
Yeah.
There's no way to do that. Money always is in your account or it's in escrow. It's only two places.
And that's pretty simple. That's a good way to put it. It's in two places.
That's right. It's either in the escrow account at Nevada Trust or it's in your account at Nevada Trust. And that reminds me, a man inquired about his account this week, and I was sent a copy of his request from Nevada Trust, and he said, oh, I see that that money that came in on Campbell has been put in the stock market. this guy must be on something.
What?
I mean, other than Dr. Pepper, because we don't do stock. We don't do the stock market. And there's no way that there's any stock in your account. It's cash. If you have an escrow account with us, it's in cash.
So where?
And it stays in cash. It gets overnight Fed funds. And you can see the interest that's being paid you. So it's either cash or it's in a policy. That's only two places it can go, because we do not do stock market. So I don't know how the gentleman thought that his money was in stock. He says, I noticed that you've moved it over to the stock. And I go, what? We don't have stock.
Nah.
I mean, he's something's wrong there, because we checked his account to see what in the world he's talking about. It's just sitting there in cash making money.
Yeah. It couldn't even be a mistake. I mean, there's absolutely no link between the two at all.
There's no link to the stock market whatsoever. You could not buy a stock through us. You could not buy a stock through the bank.
And
we don't not do that.
And you don't move money either. That's kind of an odd thing.
It cannot be moved over here, there, anywhere else. And they're always on top of your account. They can give you a printout at any time. And if you send them something, they'll usually send me a copy and copy me on it. And especially something like that, when somebody thinks that somebody's put them in the stock market.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just incredible, because we don't have stock market. We have cash where you get paid on your account, or it goes into a policy. It's only two places it can go.
Yeah.
And it's always directed by Nevada Trust. So your money is always accounted for at Nevada Trust.
Did he get straightened out? Did he figure out what he was...
Well, we sent him a note saying, we do not do stock. You're mistaken. It's in cash.
I mean, that's
your
like...
money, we can see your money. It's in cash. You know, we know what it is. I mean, and we get a printout all the time. How much money everybody's got in their account, how many accounts they've got, if it's an IRA, if it's your wife's IRA, if it's an inherited IRA. We know about all those accounts. We know how much money is in each account.
Hmm.
We keep up with it. That's our job. We know how many policies you've got. We know how much you have invested. And if you take money out, we know about that.
Yeah. The whole goal of what you do is to make sure, and you stress this all the time, is that whether you're talking about, you know, annuities or life settlements, the whole point is to be in not the stock market, and how free
it
is and independent of the stock market it is. So that's literally all that this is a life settlement. You are in a life insurance policy, absolutely nothing else. So that's really important for people to know, especially for new investors who are coming over that may be thinking, well, you know, let me take my choice and you'll just invest me in something. It might be a life settlement, might be, you know, something else, might be you only do, there's literally one thing. It's life insurance policies, and that's it.
That's right. Or it might be some annuities.
Yeah.
But all of it has got that safety first. Because whichever type of policy you're in, you know, it's backed by life insurance companies. Everything we do is connected to life insurance companies. That's why I feel like it's a safe, steady investment, because it's not going anywhere. It's not like the ups and downs that you may have with other investments. Because if we put you in a life policy, you're going to get paid by the life insurance company. If we put you in an annuity, again, you're going to get paid by the life insurance company. And we all know they're worth billions of dollars, so we feel like it's a safe investment, because life insurance companies always pay off. When we do a life settlement and we're waiting for a payout, we know the life insurance company, we know their rating, we know their paying ability, so we don't worry about it. We know that when we send that claim in on your policy, they'll send a check, and they send that check direct to Nevada Trust. Then Nevada Trust puts the money in your account. It's a simple process, you know. It goes from you to the life insurance company, and that's the way it is.
And you're also getting notifications faster, too.
Yes. You know, we told you we were changing companies that does our investigations on who's dead, who's alive. Every day they're checking all this. So we changed companies, as we told you we were going to, and the new company is one that found the TAN policy. They hadn't been with us for 2 weeks, and they found the TAN policy. So the TAN policy is $2 million. We just sent the certified death certificate to the insurance company. So they'll have that this week, and they'll be working on the claim. So we should have that claim in a couple of weeks.
Cool. That is yeah. really fast. That is fantastic. They've only been here, or you've been with them for, 2 weeks, you said? And then they've already found
it. Yeah, two or three weeks is all they've been with us. And they're already finding maturities that we didn't know about.
Wow.
The other company was very lax. We were getting the notices late. We were finding out after the fact, sometimes quite a ways. And this company's already found, you know, that first maturity within 2 weeks.
That's incredible.
It is.
Fantastic.
And we're going to get paid right away, and that'll make people happy.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about, getting paid. And then the idea is once a policy does mature and people do get paid, the goal really for those who are doing, you know, the best and those who are thriving the most are turning around, reinvesting. The whole point is not to just get in a life settlement and then it matures and then you go on your way. The goal is to get into as many policies as possible. And I'm setting this up for new investors who are thinking about maybe doing a life settlement. It's not just, hey, I'm going to buy somebody's life policy and then when it matures, take the money and just go off into the sunset. You really want to get into as many as you can for as long as you can for a number of different reasons. And most of it is so that there's always something happening, right?
That's exactly right. Because if you get despondent, as I call it, and you say, well, I think they haven't came as quick as I'd like, I'll just get out. Well, if you get out, instead of just recycling, you're going to lose the opportunity that you had, because you know the opportunity is there to make money. That's why you're there. We talked about the other day. Over $100 million had matured, and in that was from 18 till now. Over $100 million in maturities.
Wow.
For clients. And from the time we've started till now, it's $200 million.
Jeez.
So that is a lot of maturities. A lot of money has went to our clients.
That's incredible.
And since 18, $100 million. I think it was $107 million, to be exact. So we went back and looked that up the other day. We also looked up what percent was on time. 40% were on time.
Really?
Yeah. 40%.
Well, that's pretty great.
Yeah. And that we didn't add up to see how many went 6 months over, a year over, 2 years over, you know. But everybody has been paid a lot of money. It works. We know it works. You know, we've been in business a long, long time, and we've made it work all these years.
How many have come in early?
I didn't even look to see. I should. I'll do a deal on that and see how many came in early.
I bet that's a pretty significant number, too.
Yeah, I'll have to go all the way back because that's how we did this. We went all the way back to 18 and looked up each policy.
Oh, my.
And,
that's a lot. That's a lot of policies.
And we've got we were down to 145 policies. We've bought quite a few since I said that. And now we're back up to 152 policies.
Really? Right yeah. Now, in play, you got 152 policies.
That's right, 152.
Jeez.
And we have to check on them every month to see if any of them have passed away. And this new company will be checking on every policy. When they came to us, they, as they call it, portaled it over to them. It took them 45 days. We had so many policies. And they had to verify everything. And so we're doing all verifications. They're up to date on it now. They've got a list of all of our policies, the age. They know everything about them. So now they can check on them very easily. And so far, it looks like they're going to do an excellent job.
Wow. That is really a great promising start, especially after 2 weeks to find that one policy. So what this means, for investors, is that you're going to find out when policies mature faster, which means people get paid sooner, and the whole process gets sped up. And most people, I would imagine, when they hear they're going to get paid sooner, all the sirens go off and they go ding, 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 ding. Yes, that's great news. So they can turn around.
And everybody likes to get paid sooner.
Yeah.
And, that's what we've been aspiring to do, is get this where it works better. And we weren't happy with the company we were using. They were always behind. They didn't always up to date on our maturities and finding them. So we've made the change. And the other thing is getting the death certificates quicker. This is going to happen. It's not going to take us as long to get the death certificates. They're going to be a lot better at it. And we're a lot better at it. On the TAN policy, we got the death certificate ourselves. We didn't wait, because the company that we were leaving, we figured if this was the last deal they did, they weren't going to be in a hurry. So we contacted Mrs. Tan. She shipped us the death certificate overnight. We have now sent it to the carrier, so it shouldn't be but a couple of weeks probably till we'll get paid.
Wow. So you just decided you're not even going to wait.
That's right, because we were worried. We said, this is their last deal with us. And you know what? They may just not care.
Yeah.
Because they told us it might be a month before they got the death certificate.
Oh,
we go,
wow.
No. We're not waiting a month for a death certificate.
Oh.
We need it right away. So we got on it, and then Flint actually called the lady at night. I was calling her in the daytime to try to get the death certificate, but she wasn't answering. And he thought about it, so he called her the other night, and she responded graciously. She sent the death certificate the next day.
Wow.
So that's when people are really nice. And we've had people that wouldn't even send us the death certificate without getting paid. But she didn't ask for any money, and she was very gracious and sent it right away.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yes. It was.
Really cool.
And I wish more people were that nice.
Yeah. Well, don't go to New Jersey then.
No. I need someone in New Jersey just to go down there and get the death certificates. I need someone just walk in there, say, okay, I'm right here. Let's get this done.
Yeah, you need a guy.
Instead of them putting us off.
Open up a satellite office and just have a guy who's on standby.
That's what we need, because those people in New Jersey, they do not care about us. And they don't care what we need, and they don't care what we're paying.
No.
It's just not important.
Wow. Well, I like to say, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. So
that's exactly right. And today's deal, you're going to get happier clients. You're going to be happier yourself. And the strain won't be near as much if we just go get it ourselves.
Well, that's true. It's just so impressive how things, especially it seems like the last, several months, maybe even a year, you've had a lot of things that have happened that have improved the process, made it not only more reliable, but it's made it faster. I mean, you're talking about, this new company that you're dealing with, and then you've got now this is different than the system that you were talking about, right?
Right.
And when that goes in, that's not online yet, is it? Or is it?
Well, part of it is. We were testing it this week, and it sent out fake invoices to a lot of people. And they were calling saying, well, there's no names on these invoices. Well, of course they weren't. It wasn't real.
This is just a test.
It was just a test. And but we didn't realize it was going out, but it did.
Oh, boy.
And several people called. One of my clients, Charlotte, says, Faye, there's not any names on these invoices. And, of course, it wasn't. It wasn't a real deal, but we didn't know that she got it. But several people got those, and they had no names on them.
Well,
and people were questioning them, sending little notes. what do I do about this, you know? Well, oh, my gosh.
At least you know, even though you're doing it just a test, at least you know it works.
That's right. We know that they got them, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, that's important. No, they got them.
So when that gets online, gosh, that's going to speed up the process as well. What's the new system going to do when that's actually, like, fully functional and in place?
Well, everything will be a lot streamlined. Like your invoices, it'll tell us that the invoices went out. It will tell us on the computer that they actually got it. It'll tell us when they pay. We don't have to do all this in QuickBooks. It'll be a lot faster than that.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So it'll give us all this streamlined information that we usually have to put in.
So you're doing a lot of things manually now. This will automate the whole process.
That's right. This is going to automate a lot of bookkeeping that we have to do for, you know, hundreds of people. So it'll tell us a lot of things that now we have to do manually.
Wow.
We won't have to do it. It'll be automatic. It'll just tell us.
That's fantastic. Because I know that's been, how long has this been going on? It's been, what, a year maybe-ish? Almost?
Yes, it's been going on about a year. We thought they were fast. And, you know, Oracle is so huge. You know, they the engineers that it's working on our case are in South America.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's slowed things down a lot. you know that they don't really understand this. And the other day they had problems, and we said, you know, it's not transferring. It's not transferring. They said, we'll work on the problem. And it's always something with them. Wow. I don't know what to think. But we'll get it done. We're close.
Yeah.
We're very close.
And there's been a lot of training and a lot of, like, learning the process. There's been just an insane amount of.
Oh, and they've had meetings with us every week for 2 and 3 hours at a time.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
You have to go to school on all this 2 to 3 hours at a time. So everybody has to stop what they're doing, go to the meeting, you know, let them tell you how to do it, get all the facts on it. This has been going on, I think, a year, 9 months to a year.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time, but if it works, it'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like all these things we see on television. It's new, improved things, and we buy them, and sometimes they don't do what we thought they were going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then sometimes they're better than what we thought.
But they're a great company. They've got a great reputation.
Oh, my gosh. They're a huge company. They do a lot of great things. They have every type of engineer there is, every kind of software engineer, you know, that works on different aspects of it. And then they've had all the people that have trained us, you know, all these different people. Different aspects have been in our training people. So we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
We'll see what the report is when we're through.
Boy, it just seems like between both of these partnerships, it seems like just things have just taken off leaps and bounds for not only accuracy, but, you know, speed as well. And so things have really just taken a huge leap forward, you know, recently in your world to make things better for investors, make them some more money faster.
I hope it will live up to its hype. I think it will. I think the investors are going to be pleased. I think it'll speed a lot of things up. It'll give them facts and figures a lot quicker. So we'll soon know.
Well, and this is just kind of like a crazy off-the-wall question. It may not even apply, but will it do anything for, like, policies, like if they needed to look something up online, or is this all, like, on your side, like on your end?
On our side, it'll help us that way to look things up. To know the answer quicker.
Okay. All right. So it's not that investors need to learn software or a new system or anything like that.
No, they don't need to learn all this software. That it's hard enough for us learning it. because we went to school 2 or 3 times a week for a long time, you know, to learn all this.
Jeez. The amount of schooling, I've just never... I mean, this has got to be one insanely, like, complex... thing that they're putting into place. I just can't imagine that was straining.
to go to school for 9 months is ridiculous.
That's a lot. Oh, my goodness.
It's a lot, Faye. Oh, my gosh, yes, it's a lot.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. It's got a lot of good things on sites people can read about. If you want to go back and look and see the policies that have matured, if they were early or late, you can do it. Lots of information there. If you want to go and see the shows or listen to the shows that are archived, you can do that also.
You know, that's interesting. We should probably mention that real quick, because I know, like, you're in Dallas, and then you've got, you know, clients in West Texas, and now you've expanded into the Lubbock market. And so it's important for people to know that when your website says Midland, it's just that's what it was. And so it's not that, you know, you're just regional. It's like literally you're like all over the entire state. And so, you know, it's not that anybody's going to have anything inaccurate. It's just that was your original website and you just expanded since then. Right.
That's right. And we never changed it. You know, the website just remained the same.
But the data on there is very, very valuable. And people do get a lot. You've had a lot of comments from people, especially new investors, who've come over and they said, you know, we've done a lot of research. You've got a lot of facts and figures on there. You've got a lot of data, a lot of information on the website as well. So a lot of people have really found it very helpful. And you still update the actual numbers that people make, right? The actual figures, the data itself.
That's right.
Yeah, because you were updating that very frequently at one point. We hadn't talked about it in a while. I assume you still are.
Yes, we try to update everything where people will have more information, current information also.
Cool. And what is your website again, now that we've talked about it?
AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right. All right. And every Saturday around this time, we pause for trivia. So what is our topic today?
You're going to love this. It's something I think everybody's going to love. Texas Speed Factory.
Oh.
This is in Flower Mound, Texas. It, by the way, this is very close to me.
Yeah.
When I did the research on it, I said, oh, my gosh, they're just down the road. And I was into shock, and was very glad, and have not visited them yet, but plan to. They've taken the Shelby Mustangs, and they've restored them from the ground up.
Really?
Yes, not just to their former glory, but they're loaded with new technology that didn't even exist when these cars were originally produced. They've got the big block V8 engine with over 800 horsepower to the carbon fiber bodies. These are not steel anymore. These are carbon fiber. Now, let me tell you what these Mustangs restored sell for. $400,000.
Really?
And they're shipped all over the world.
Ooh.
The one that's called One Boss Mustang packs a 429 cubic inch V8. It's so intense, the ground shakes when you start it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you talk about power. These are powered up. They replaced all the original steel bodies with this new carbon fiber body. It's light. The interior of the 1967 Shelby's GT500s are completely updated. The chassis, the frame, they're all custom built from the ground up. It's a diamond edition Shelby Cobras.
Oh.
Now, it says everybody's choosing the carbon fiber instead of steel. It's sleeker. It's more precise, it's lighter, and it makes it a lot faster.
Oh, I bet it does.
Can you imagine seeing a fully restored Shelby Mustang? They said it gives you whiplash.
Oh, wow. You know how I have I love Mustangs, especially the old classic ones.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Cool.
And they said the Stones' most ambitious project. It'll stop you dead in your tracks. Mm. They are building 10 Shelby Cobras, Diamond Edition, each costing $1.2
million.
It was built in 10 of them for $1 million.
And they'll sell them, too.
They will sell them right off the lot. I mean, this the officially licensed 1965 Cobra celebrates Shelby's 60th anniversary. And each one of these non-street legal two-seat racers is built with 800 horsepower, surrounded by a carbon fiber body. It's so light, it only weighs 2,200 pounds.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This thing will fly. To keep the car grounded, the engineers have custom-built the suspension so it can deliver power to the wheels without having the car fly off the ground.
Yeah, you mess that up, you're going to end up upside down.
Yeah, I guarantee. Everything is handmade. The brackets, the wiring, every tool, grinder, welder is hand-done. And they have a 100,000-square-foot facility.
Wow.
The technology on these is just outstanding. I mean, I can't believe that they take them apart, start from the ground up, and are building these super, super fast Mustangs.
Oh, I need one.
Oh, I do too, but I couldn't afford it. $1.2 million apiece. You know, how many of those could a person buy?
Three or four. Yes.
Three or four. And I wonder if they'll all sell in Texas. I'm really curious. They're only going to build 10 of them. At $1.2 million.
I can't imagine. I can't even imagine. Yeah, that would. I'm sure they'll sell in Texas. All of them.
And carbon fiber.
Oh.
No
wow.
Steel. It makes it very light. And they had to build a special chassis to keep it on the ground. And can you imagine? They say the ground shakes when you start them up.
I can
just
imagine.
See them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an amazing story. I found this, and I was just in shock, that they were right down the road from me, didn't even know about them, and they're building these Shelby Cobras Diamond Edition for $1.2 million right down the road from me.
I can't imagine.
Will be going down there to see them.
Yeah, you will, and you'll be taking pictures, I'm sure. Right? Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. If they allow the pictures, I don't even know if they do.
Oh, yeah.
But, my gosh, I just can't imagine.
Wow.
And these guys spent a long time figuring this out, and they're top craftsmen in their field, the top.
Mm.
And that's how they can build a $1 million Cobra Mustang.
There is just even if you're not in a Cobra, if just a regular old Mustang, I remember that when you get in and you start it, it not only do you hear that initial boom, but it has
that
a very
roar.
Yes, it has a very unique sound. It doesn't sound like anything else when it starts up. So you can tell just by sound when somebody starts up a Mustang, and they have that thing where they shake, but it shakes like side to side. It's like to the left, to the right, and then it recenters itself. It's just because of the rawness of it. It's just it has a whole sound, a whole feel when you get in a Mustang. It's just unlike anything else. It's amazing. I can't even imagine what these are like.
Yeah, and it says they're off street. I love that.
Oh,
off street.
Oh.
Oh my God! Can you imagine them come racing down the road?
Well, yeah, I can. I don't want to, but I can.
And the $400,000 ones, they're selling them all over the world.
Yeah.
All over the world. People in sports deals know about this place. You know, they have to know that they're building these custom Mustangs again.
Mm, my goodness.
And the 60th anniversary of Shelby.
Oh, how amazing. Now, who is this again? Because I want to Google this.
Yeah, Google it. Texas Speed Factory.
Speed.
Right here in Flower Mound, Texas. 10 minutes away from me. and I did not know about it.
You could just walk in the door and say, hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, say, hi there, y'all.
Let's go for a test drive.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet they'd let me.
You think they would?
I need to ask them about that. Yeah. I don't know. If they've got one that's finished that they'd let me ride in it.
Oh, boy, that would be amazing.
Mm. It would be an amazing deal. We'll see. I think they'll let me take pictures and everything else.
Boy, if you do, oh my goodness. I really, like, if they let you in, I really want to know, because I might actually take a road trip to go see this.
Everybody's going to want to take a road trip.
Yeah.
At the Texas Speed Factory. I want everybody to know where it's at and the name, because I know all the men are going to say, oh my gosh, if I could see one of those.
Yes. See, you know, it, touch it.
I mean,
look at,
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And, you know, restored to its original glory, plus the new technology that they didn't have back then in the 60s. There was no technology like this.
Yeah.
So it's just an amazing story, amazing car.
Wow. I'm blown away that they're even doing something like this. I mean, Carroll Shelby was a pioneer to begin with, and then just to see that they're taking the original thing and then modifying it and then making it with this much raw power, it's just, I can't even, for $1 million, 1.2, I can't even imagine.
Can you imagine it's now worth that kind of money? First of all, because it's a Shelby Mustang.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, I mean, the name says it all. His cars were so fabulous. And to redo these, start at the ground, and make them the new technology monster that they are.
Yes.
It's just, you know, I can just see them.
Wow. I really, really want, I want to, because you can't, to see them or to hear about them is one thing, but to feel, I can't imagine what it feels like to get in one and start it up. Just the raw power underneath you. It's just got to be something that I can't even put into words. It's better than like Christmas morning for a 5-year-old.
Absolutely. I mean, and these guys are so perfectionist on this. I mean, they are perfecting them. And they're all, every one of them is registered as an official Shelby, of course.
Mm, yeah. So they're making 10 that are $1.2 million, right?
That's right. There's 10 of them. And they're called Shelby Cobra Diamond Editions.
Cobra Diamond Edition. I'm writing this down.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And the officially licensed 1965 Cobra celebrates Shelby's 60th anniversary.
Oh, and there's others that are, what, 400,000? Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Okay. Yep, you can get yourself a $400,000.
Just get a couple of the cheap ones.
I'll get you the cheapie. 800 horsepower. Oh. Carbon fiber, you know?
Can't even
imagine. They're shipping them all over the world.
And they're making, I mean, it's not, they're not making like a limited, I'm sure they're going to be limited at some point, but the 400,000 ones, those are not, they're not making like a, like 10 of those. There's, you could.
No, no.
There's a
just
plenty
the
supply.
Diamond edition, there'll only be 10 of those.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I may have to not do anything the rest of the day. I can think of no better way to spend a Saturday than just browsing the internet looking for these things. It's just, wow, this is my favorite.
And it's an amazing, amazing deal. And it's right here in Texas.
Of course.
Right for me.
Yeah.
I mean, only in Texas would they be building this Mustang that costs this kind of money.
Yeah.
$1.2 million. Diamond edition. Only going to build 10.
Wow.
At $1.2 million. I'd love to see what it's going to look like.
Now, I will wait a little bit, I promise, but it's going to be difficult for me to do this, but I will wait, but I am going to follow up at some point and see if they let you in and if you've got pictures, because I can't even imagine what this is going to be like, and I really want to see some of it.
Well, I'm going to call them, be real nice, and tell them that I'd like to come and see them, and when may I come? See, that's the way you do it. And assume that they're going to want to see me, right? they're going to want to show this off.
See, that's probably the better way to do it. If it was me, I would just, like, show up and try to sneak in, like, trying to get into Area 51 of the automobile industry.
Yeah, that's what you do.
They would throw me out.
But I'm going to call and talk to the president of the company.
Oh, wow. You're going all the way to the top.
I'm going to the top, and I'm going to start with him. And I'm going to schmooze him a little bit and see if I can get in.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Let me know if that works, because I really do want to know. I really want to see some of these things. And I'd also just, at this point, want to know if it actually works to get into this place.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, but your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I waited long enough. Have you called them yet?
I didn't have time between that to call them.
It's too soon.
But I will let you know, because I will call them, and I think I can get in, and I will take pictures if they allow.
Yes. Oh, I cannot wait. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so for a few minutes, we touched on annuities and how they are very different than the stock market. And so when people are interested in something other than a life settlement, the only other thing you do is annuities. And it's very important to know that these mirror the stock market, but you're not actually in the stock market. Am I saying that the right way?
That's right. If the stock market goes up, the annuity will go up, because it's following the stock market. It has 14 things you can invest in safely, because it's inside the annuity. You're never directly in the stock market. It just mirrors the stock market. And the annuities over the years have done well. Some years they've done better than others. If the stock market does well, the annuity does. Now then, let's say that you have a year when the stock market's down. The annuity just stays the same. It just goes on hold. But whatever you make every year, it's locked in when you have an annuity. And it's one of the best retirement things you can work on. If there's risk aversion to everything, an annuity is the perfect thing. Annuities have been around over 100 years.
Wow.
And they've gotten better and better over the years. You know, years ago, it was just a fixed rate, whatever. That's what you could get. Now it's got the indexes in it. It's got the fixed rate. They've got bonuses now. There's all kinds of things. The other thing is, on some of our annuities, if something happens to you 3 years from now, you can take all your money back out. It also has a nursing home rider you can get.
Really?
It's all kinds of things, yes. You can take money out if you have to go to a nursing home. You can take money out if you have an emergency. There's all kinds of things that our annuities allow. The other thing is, you can have as many beneficiaries as you need. If you need three or four, you can do it. If you have a daughter or a grandchild that spends all the money they get their hands on, put them in an annuity. If you have grandchildren that need to go to college, you can do annuities for them. There's so many safe things you can do with an annuity. And as I said, whatever it makes every year, it locks in at the end of the year. It can never be taken from you. Once that interest is locked in, then the next year it's locked in again and again. So annuities are safe. You can take 10% a year out of an annuity. If you have a year when you didn't take any, the next year you can take 20% out. So it's the most conservative investment that I know of. And right now, there's so many things going on that they're getting people into wild deals, and then they find out that they've lost their money. Mm. And, you know, I read about this every day on the Internet. Some stockbroker got them into something, and it was very unhealthy. this one told them that that all these people need to borrow money against their accounts.
Really?
Yeah, and then he took the money and put it in his own account.
Of course.
And now the brokerage house doesn't want to pay him. So, you know, be careful out there. Mm. You know, think about it. When if a broker asks you to do something like that, get a second opinion and find out, you know, if it's right or if it's wrong. Because the brokerage house on that particular deal says it's not our fault. And they've lost their life savings.
Mm.
So, you know, it's be cautious about. Remember, brokers are good and some are bad. And they can move every dime you've got. They have the authority when you sign up.
Wow. You know? That's kind of scary.
It is scary because we know a lot of elderly people that turned their money over to them and they were putting it in penny stocks. So it didn't take long for it to disappear. So be careful.
Yeah, I know you.
Over the years, when you give people that much power, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, you've had a lot of horror stories about these kinds of things.
Well, and the realtor I knew that lost all of her husband's money after he was dead, you know, the broker started putting her in penny stocks, and you know, she lost her money, had to go back to work as a realtor.
Jeez.
So I'm just saying, be careful.
Yeah, and with annuities though, your principal is protected. And that's probably
protected. Nobody can steal it.
Yeah.
Nobody has the authority to take the money out. They have to have your signature. It's just like with us. Nobody can take money out of your account unless you agree to it. You have to sign for your own money. And they're very cautious. They're very careful. If there's ever a question, James Chris, Vice President, will call you if he thinks there's anything funny about your request. He'll call you and ask you, you know, because they're responsible for your money. And they want to be sure at all times that your money is safe and that's accounted for. And that's why we use a bank, that nobody can ever touch your money except you. That's why when we do a policy, that's another thing that this new deal is going to do. When somebody says yes on a policy, it will automatically register it instead of us having to keep so many papers to show that they said yes on a policy. This new deal is going to do it automatically, and it will register it that person said, yes, I want $50,000 in that policy. So it's going to save a lot of paperwork that will be automatic from here on in.
Wow.
But, yes, but the way annuities work is different than the way a life settlement works. A life settlement, you're investing in a life insurance policy on someone that has stage 4 cancer. If they don't have stage 4, we're not buying it. If they're on the golf course, we're not going to buy it. We read it. We want to make sure how ill they are. And Lapidus gives the best report. They'll tell you what the scientists say about this particular cancer. They'll tell you how many people have survived it, what the survival rate is, a lot of great information before you ever invest. But we pay 1% a month on your investment. So if it's 28 months, you make 28%. If it's 15 months, you make 15. And it doesn't matter if the policy comes in early, late, or on time. Your investment calls for that 1% a month, no matter how it falls. So that's another safety feature. It can't go down. Life insurance policies never go down. When we buy one, the life insurance company is going to pay you full face value. They're not going to say, oh, we need to discount that. They're not going to do that.
What if a policy?
You can always be assured of getting your money.
If a policy does go over, that's one of the risks. That's what people should know going in, right?
That's right. We tell them up front that it could go over. We tell you how much your premium will be. If you read that one page we've got in there, it tells you what the face amount is, what your investment is, what your profit is, if it goes over what the premiums will be. It gives you every layout of information that you need.
Hmm. So there's no surprise.
You should always read that. There's never a surprise. We tell you all this up front. Now, the older policies, some of the premiums are higher, but the ones we've bought since about 19, they're very, very low. The ones we're doing right now, most of them are less than 1%.
Wow.
So no matter what happens, the premium will not hurt you. And you always just look at that on that page so you know going in what your premium will be. So you know if there's any concern, and there shouldn't be the way we're doing it. So it's a safe investment because it's a life insurance policy.
And
it's not anything else.
The policy or the whole investment only really has two risks. You covered the first one in case it does go over. They may have to pay premiums. What's the other risk with a life settlement?
The other risk is it's not liquid till they die. I mean, I think everybody understands that. When you invest in a policy, you cannot get your cash if you had an emergency until it matures. We make sure people always have extra money. Always have to have emergency money if they're doing business with us. We make sure everybody has money if they needed it. That's why you must be accredited to do this. You've got to either make $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million without your house. They require accredited people in it.
All right. And so really, for the most part, anybody who is accredited and is in that kind of a situation wouldn't feel really any of the effects of, you know, if it does go over, it's not really a big deal. If they can't get to that cash right away until it matures, not a big deal because they are accredited. And so they're kind of...
They are accredited. They have other money. Yes.
Yeah. What about an annuity? Are there any risks with annuities? Or
really not, because your money's always safe. It's inside the annuity. It can't go down, so you don't have that risk. And, you know, it's a 10-year product, so you can take money out every year, or you can wait till the end of the time and take a lump sum out. If you pass away, your heirs get the whole thing. They can cash it in that day, or they can take a payout. And a lot of annuities don't allow that. They make you take a payout, but not with the companies we use. They allow complete liquidation at death.
And finally, that bonus, is that still going on or has that expired?
Just till August. Okay. It's fixing to end.
Right.
The 9% bonus, if you do it between now and I think it's August 5th or something like that, you can still do it. But right. Other than that, the annuities pay well. I went back and checked for 10 years, and the average was about between 8 and 10%.
Really?
Some years it was less. Some years it was more. But I went back, and they had a record for 10 years back.
Wow, that's
so
impressive.
I just checked it for 10 years, yeah. So it wasn't bad at all. It was a good return and conservative.
Nice. Either way, whichever way people want to go, if they're looking for something more conservative, the stock market, I think, has run its course for a lot of people, not only for lack of profit, but, you know, just the toll that it takes on your nerves and anxiety and things like that, wondering, checking in the middle of the night, do you have anything left, waiting for something to happen. I think people have really kind of come to the end of that. So if they're looking for something more conservative, either way, annuities or life settlements, both of them are great options. It just kind of depends where people are, where they want to be, what their goals are, and you can sit down and talk to them. I assume you've got some availability to talk to people this coming week. Business as usual.
That's right. And I find another thing, that people that are getting ready to retire do not want to be in the stock market. They want to get out. Yeah. They want to have guaranteed income. They want to have guaranteed money. And that's one thing about annuity. You know, everything is guaranteed. You've got guaranteed money, guaranteed income. That's as conservative as you can get. Life settlements are not quite as conservative because you have to wait for maturity on your policies. But you can roll them over and over and build up interest every year. So it depends if you need money now or if you don't need money for 2-3 years. That's the question. The other thing is we should mention, all the life policies we do are cancer. If they don't have cancer, we're probably not interested. The other thing is we do not do anybody We do not buy policies over 74. If they're over 74, we're not doing it. You know, we got burned really bad doing seniors when we first started, and we've still got one of those left. And seniors are wonderful people. We love them, but we do not want to invest in their lives because they're going to outlive all of us. I mean, you know, when we're dead and gone, they'll still be here.
That's the truth. Oh, my goodness. My God. All right, Faye, so one last time for people to call, get some information, get started, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.